Stop trying to text in order to gain control of a situation. I see this every day. I get it. You're anxious attachment style. Oh my God, but they haven't texted me. I don't understand. Where are they? Why haven't they texted me back? But I haven't heard from them in 2 days. And usually what will follow is, oh, well, I'm going to text them, because then if I text them, then at least I'm poking, at least I'm reminding them of me, and at least I'm saying something. I'm putting myself out there. But what you're actually trying to do is you're trying to control the situation. Dating means there are no guarantees, and it takes two willing people. It takes two participants that come together to decide, hey, I want to do this, you want to do this, let's go. And what's happening is, if you're trying to text in order to gain control, like, well, I haven't heard from him in 3 days, so I'm going to text him so that I can start the conversation. That's fine if you actually have something to say. If you're like, hey, I haven't spoken to this guy in a couple of days, I just want to see how they're doing and say what's up. Very different than it coming from a place of, well, I want them to respond, or I want to have an answer, or I want some closure. Why haven't they gotten to me? Are they going to forget about me? That all comes from anxiety. Part of dating with intention means interacting with intention, texting with intention, all of the above. So if you don't actually have something to say, if you don't have something of depth to offer to a conversation, or something to start a conversation with that makes sense, then please stop using texting as a means of trying to control the situation. All it's going to do is blow up in your face when somebody doesn't act in the same way that you want, because you can't control other people. You can only control yourself.